Hot Country 103.5, Halifax's Country, got a special guest for lunch here today. It's Keech Rainwater, the drummer from Lone Star. Hey, Keech.
How you doing?
Good, man. Welcome back to Halifax.
Thank you very much. This is like one of my favorite places to be, honestly. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I ever saw Halifax. I was coming from the airport. We came up over this big hill, and we were kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and it was like the Emerald City just came out of nowhere. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, man, I'm like, you guys have been here a lot. Like, I remember you played that 2010 show, Alan Jackson, on the Halifax Common, and who was that Kevin Costner guy there? The guy from Yellowstone was there hanging around
with
you?
Yeah, some Kevin Costner actor guy, yeah, right.
Yeah, and geez, I'm just thinking of the other shows that you're here, like over at the Rebecca Cohen with her buddy Michaela Lynn from Elmsdale, and then, of course, up at Country Rocks the Hub, and now the big show tonight at Casino Nova Scotia.
Yeah, man, we are so excited, man. I can't wait to get out there. We've had a really busy run this last couple of weeks. We did like four shows in a row, and then a day off, and then another show, and then a travel day. And now we have five shows in a row coming up. So I think you could say it's safe to say that people are really into the 90s country.
Oh, amen, brother, amen. And, man, the soundtrack, it's just so great to chat with you here today after playing your songs on the radio after all these years. So if folks are going to the show tonight, what can we expect to see with Lone Star?
Well, so we're doing something that we haven't been able to do in past years, and that is over the years we've had 10 number one songs in our career, 10 songs that actually officially went to number one. And it's kind of hard to actually put those into one full show because we have a lot of songs also that did not go to number one that are real popular, like Mr. Mom and things like that. And actually, I think Mr. Mom did go to number one. But anyway, trying to fit all those songs into one show, we actually are, for the first time in our career, doing that now. We're putting all 10 of our number one songs in the show. And, of course, we do a couple of little cover songs that we've an album that we've been working on for the last year or so called Iconic Volume 1. Mm-hmm. And that's where we take some iconic female songs that over the years, no matter what genre, what era, and we recreate those and make them sort of like Lone Star songs.
Wicked.
And we did that with five songs, with five iconic, like most of them in kind of the rock genre, the pop genre, you know, from the 80s and from the 70s and 80s kind of thing. And we recorded five songs from female artists like Pink, Fleetwood Mac, the Eurythmics, things like that, Adele. And we just made Lone Star songs out of them. And so we put a little EP together, and we're just kind of releasing those one at a time right now. So we do three of those songs in our show just to kind of let people know about that album that we're putting out.
In conversation with Keech Rainwater, he's the longtime drummer here, been there from the start with Lone Star. And with your songs, like Amazed, you know, do you have people coming up to you and telling you stories about how they used Amazed as their wedding song?
Yeah, all the time, all the time. And it's great to hear that, you know. And not only just like Amazed, but which was great, you know, that people use it in their weddings and things like that. But I'm Already There had such a huge impact in our military, people that were deployed over there, overseas. For all those months and months over there, and they used I'm Already There as their sort of coming home song, or at least a song to make them feel better about being gone for so long.
Yeah, it's just one of those that hits home all the time. And what's it like when you're up on stage there and you see the folks singing your songs right back to you? It must be quite a feeling, huh, after all these years.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's something that you never get tired of, for sure. You know, people... the kind of impact that it has, I mean, I just can't think of any other job that you can do, that you can get up there and do your thing, whatever you do, and then have such a reaction from people. So that's that sort of instant gratification from people out in the audience. And sometimes it's tears of joy. Sometimes it's tears that they've lost somebody. But to have that emotional reaction from people, whether positive or whatever, it's incredible that something like a song and music that you're playing, that you play every night, has that kind of impact on people. I don't think it ever gets old.
We're doing a little trip down memory lane here with Keech Rainwater, the drummer for Lone Star, and some hot fire to go here. You know, Keech is, we're getting all set for Halloween. So with Halloween on the way, some Halloween hot fire. For example, What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Favorite Halloween movie? A Wizard of Oz, of course.
Oh, yeah.
The original Wizard of Oz.
So what's your favorite Halloween treat?
I think probably those little candy corn. That either that or some kind of chocolate, like Reese's or something like that. That's like my favorite.
And what was your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever worn over the years?
I was a spider one year. My mom made me a spider costume when I was in third grade or fourth grade.
Yeah.
And my mom, she could sew. She had a sewing machine and all that. She made me a spider costume out of this furry material, kind of black furry material, including like eight arms that when I lifted my arms, it lifted the other six arms up. And that was pretty cool.
Oh, I love it. Mom of the Year award right there, right? Keach, it's so great to have you back here in Halifax. And like you guys have been here so many times, I think we got to start calling you Blue Nosers, right? That's the nickname for people from here. So you're now officially an honorary Blue Noser for joining us here in Hot Country 103.5.
Oh, that is cool. You know, when we were here years ago, we heard a band playing in one of the pubs around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing this really cool kind of maritime music or something. Almost sounded Irish.
Yeah.
Like these real fast-moving kind of rhythmic songs that were that sounded like right out of Ireland or something.
Yeah.
And I was talking to the drummer, and the drummer said, "Oh yeah, this everybody around here has to know those songs. It's almost like going to Nashville, and you have to know Brooks and Dunn, and you have to know Toby Keith, and you have to know all those favorite songs, country songs." Well, here he was saying that all the musicians have to know those sort of Irish Nova Scotia songs.
Mm. Oh yeah, you gotta know "Heave Away," man. If you're a cover band around here,
yeah, that sounds like one of the ones they were doing.
Have a great show tonight, Keach, and thanks a million for joining us here for lunch. Still a few tickets left for the show tonight at Casino Nova Scotia in the Bruce Guthrow Theater. So thanks for coming back to Halifax, and have a great show with Lone Star tonight.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you on the show.